Welcome back to The Prompt by Kuro House, your daily dose of AI insight for those who want to stay sharp in a world moving faster than ever. Today, we're diving into five of the most consequential and controversial developments in AI from the last 24 hours, from executive orders that could reshape how AI models are trained to Google's latest attempt to reinvent search. There's a lot to unpack, so let's get into it. First up, the Trump administration's new executive order, titled Preventing Woke AI in the Federal Government, is making waves, and not in a subtle way. As reported by The Verge, the order directs federal agencies to only use large language models that, in Trump's words, don't sacrifice truthfulness and accuracy to ideological agendas. But the devil's in the details. The order explicitly targets AI outputs that acknowledge concepts like systemic racism, unconscious bias, or even transgender identity, lumping all of that under the administration's now familiar boogeyman of DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion. The White House wants AI models that are neutral and nonpartisan, but that neutrality is being defined in a way that aligns closely with Trump's political objectives. And here's where it gets even more consequential. Nearly every major LLM provider, OpenAI, Anthropic, xAI, has or wants federal contracts. Given the porous boundaries between government and consumer-facing models, this could shape how these companies align their core AI products. The order puts massive financial pressure on developers to conform, and it's already raising alarms about ideological control over what's supposed to be objective technology. Now, let's zoom out and look at how this executive order fits into a broader shift in AI governance. According to another piece from MIT Technology Review, the Trump administration is also targeting the Federal Trade Commission, the main agency that's been holding AI companies accountable for consumer harm. Under Biden, the FTC fined companies like Evolve, whose AI-powered security systems failed to detect weapons, and Intellivision, which made unsubstantiated claims about bias-free facial recognition. These weren't symbolic actions. They forced companies to stop misleading marketing and gave consumers avenues for redress. But Trump's new AI action plan calls this red tape. It promises to review and potentially undo all FTC actions from the past 4 years that are seen as burdensome to innovation. Even more aggressively, it threatens to withhold federal AI funding from states that pass their own regulations. The message is clear. The administration sees regulatory oversight not as a safeguard, but as an obstacle in a global AI arms race, especially against China. With the FTC's leadership reshuffled and its authority undermined, the U.S. may be heading toward a more laissez-faire AI future, one with fewer protections and less accountability. While the political battles rage, Google is quietly rolling out a new AI feature that could reshape how we search the web. The Verge reports that Google's Web Guide is now live in labs for users who opt in. Powered by a custom version of its Gemini AI model, Web Guide reorganizes search results into categorized summaries, breaking from the traditional 10 blue links format. For example, a search like How to Care for a Mango Tree doesn't just return a list of links, it gives you AI-generated categories like mango tree care in specific climates and troubleshooting mango tree issues, each with curated links from sources like the University of Florida, Reddit, and YouTube. The system uses a technique called query fan-out, which breaks down your question into subqueries and runs multiple searches in parallel. It's a more structured, AI-curated experience, and while some of the AI-generated summaries feel a bit obvious, the ability to drill down into specific facets of a topic is undeniably useful. Google says it plans to expand Web Guide beyond the Web tab to the main All tab, signaling that this could soon become the default search experience. It's another step in Google's ongoing effort to balance AI-driven answers with the open web, and it could redefine how we interact with information online. Meanwhile, in a more academic corner of the AI world, Google DeepMind is making breakthroughs in archaeology. As reported by MIT Technology Review, DeepMind has released a new AI tool called Aeneas, designed to help historians decipher ancient Latin inscriptions. Building on its earlier work with Ithaca, a model trained to reconstruct damaged Greek texts, Aeneas goes a step further by analyzing the context of Latin engravings. It can determine not just what the text says, but when and where it was likely written. That's a major leap for historians, especially when dealing with inscriptions that have been partially eroded or misinterpreted over centuries. Aeneas doesn't just spit out translations. It offers scholars a foundation for deeper analysis, helping to bridge gaps in the historical record. It's a reminder that AI isn't just about chatbots and productivity tools. It's also unlocking new ways to understand our past. And finally, a sobering piece from MIT Technology Review reminds us that the U.S. AI ecosystem owes much of its success to immigrants, and that edge may be slipping. The article points out that 6 of the 8 researchers behind the original Transformer model, the foundation of today's generative AI, were born outside the U.S. In fact, 60% of the top 50 AI startups in America have at least one immigrant co-founder. Immigrants also lead or helped found giants like OpenAI, Anthropic, NVIDIA, and Google. But recent anti-immigration policies and cuts to R&D funding are beginning to reverse the post-DEI trend of brain drain flowing into the U.S. Instead of attracting the world's top minds, the U.S. is starting to lose them. And it's not just about visas. It's about whether people feel free to innovate. The piece draws a powerful parallel to the fair children of Silicon Valley, the wave of innovation that happened when people left established companies to start new ones. That ecosystem thrived on openness, mobility, and trust. If that starts to erode, so does America's leadership in AI. That's it for today's episode of The Prompt. From executive orders to ancient Latin, we're seeing just how deeply AI is shaping and being shaped by politics, business, and culture. As always, we'll be here to help you make sense of it all. Stay sharp, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.